USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is saying there's a good chance a deal will be struck with Mexico. The president is threatening to impose tariffs on Mexico in a dispute over illegal immigration. Regarding tariffs, former Small Business Administrator Linda McMahon tells Fox News,
but, you know, tariffs will give you a moment of pause. How is it going to affect us? So I think the fact that we are getting, it's good news, I think, on what we're hearing this afternoon relative to the Mexican tariffs. And so I hope that we will get that resolved.
A New York man accused of plotting an attack on Times Square is facing federal firearms charges. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Ashiquel Alam attempted to buy guns that had the serial numbers scratched off, but didn't realize he was speaking to law enforcement. NYPD also says that Alam inquired about suicide vests and hand grenades and had LASIK eye surgery done in April. Should he lose his glasses during the attack, he would still be able to see. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The government's jobs report shows job creation in May was around 100,000 positions below what most economists had expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former CEO of NASCAR is pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated. 56-year-old Brian France was pulled over by police and charged with DWI last August. Under the terms of the agreement, France is required to complete 100 hours of community service and undergo alcohol counseling before his sentencing next June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing workplace burnout as a job hazard. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula explains what it means to be burned out.
If you're feeling exhausted, really a depletion in your energy, that's the first thing. The second thing is that you have mental disconnectedness or detachment from your job. You're very negative or cynical about your job. And then the third thing is that you just feel you're not professionally efficacious. And with those three things, that's really the definition or diagnosis.
And as far as professions that are more affected by burnout, the doctor says,
so they just said this can apply to any career, but there are certain professions, so people-oriented professions, things like teachers, social workers, medical professionals, police, paramedics, where there's really this intense time of emotional and personal contact, high demands, and a lack of resources in a lot of instances. But researchers in this field have identified essentially six things that if there's a mismatch between you and your job in one of these six areas, then that could lead to burnout. And those things are workload, control, reward, community, fairness, and values. So that's something to keep in mind.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals is set for tonight in Oakland as the Golden State Warriors will be hosting the Toronto Raptors. Tip-off is set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And do please remember, if you're looking for more news, you can find more by checking out usaradio.com online or on Facebook. Make sure you give us a follow as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.